Lady 세균피.
This Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules catch up is for Jester's Thai Green Chicken Curry Pie.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete
with Jules. Hit 92.9.
Friday podcast in, out. Let's go. We got places to be. We do have places to be. I'm going down south. You've got the crayfish boat.
Blessing
launch.
Of the fleet.
Ceremony.
And Jules, you're off to Brisbane for the Acro.
I am.
We've got a busy weekend, so let's get out of here. Oh, it was a pretty loose show, to be honest with you. There wasn't a lot of substance, but there was a fair few laughs.
Yeah, good laughs. And you'll hear them all. Yeah.
Bye.
Good morning.
Morning.
And happy Friday.
Hey.
How good is the sun coming up so early these days?
It's so good.
The sunrise appears as I drive down the hill in double view. Oh, my Lord.
Hey, quick question, but an important one.
Yes?
Do I look Asian to you guys?
We're not getting into this discussion, right?
No, I am.
Why not?
I am.
It's important.
Yeah, bloody oath you do.
Do I?
Yeah, wham bam, thank you, man.
Okay, because I went to Roto Island yesterday, right? Took the boyfriend and the best friend over there.
Tourist.
Got the selfie with the quokkas.
Yeah, the international tourists in town, they saw you coming.
No. It was, well, we were at one of the cafes, restaurants there.
Which one?
Oh, I can't remember which one. I didn't even see the name, to be honest. But we're sitting there and we're eating and these Japanese tourists came along and they went to go and sit in a table near us and they had chips and they just had them holding out right on their plate. So the seagulls just came in and flooded them. There was like about 30 of them.
Yeah.
And so obviously they screamed and they're trying to like cover their food, and, you know, while everyone else is laughing. And then the table next to us, there was this lady looked over at me and she goes, "Asians, they never learn."
No, but... So,
oh, my God.
I mean, that comment probably shouldn't have been made, but I've been to Roto before and a tour group of Asians have also had their lunches taken at the pub a million times. And she might have seen it a few times. I mean, people don't learn.
No, I get that. No, people don't learn. But you don't say that to another Asian when you go, "Asians, they don't learn." And you're saying that to an Asian. I'm like, do I not look Asian?
But you're...
Oh, no, you look Asian.
You look...
Like, respectfully.
What? Yeah, you look Asian. Did you have your eyelash extensions on?
Yeah.
Were you doing the peace signs?
Yeah.
Were you dressed as a Harajuku girl?
No. Oh. I'm just saying, just generally, do I come across
I would say if I saw you, yes.
Mm. Okay. Oh, no, just the thought. When she walked up, because we laughed, and I laughed it off, and then I was like, wait, do I not look Asian?
No, you look Asian. That's all.
No,
you definitely do.
Okay, thanks.
131060, the open line is now open. It's a Friday.
Ooh.
Let's kick things off in Friday fashion. Maybe you want to have a discussion about looking Asian.
I want to have a discussion about, I'd like to any truck drivers out there that have seen the pool noodle hack on the window.
Yeah, and City of Stirling, I saw that.
See if anyone else does it, and maybe this guy was just, you know, captured on the highway
as a
one off, but I don't.
As a member of the City of Stirling, I'm really thrilled that that's how the money's being spent. cheaper option. A pool noodle as an armrest is way better than you know in office spaces these days where people can complain and get $500 chairs bought in. This bloke's just cut a pool noodle in half, slapped it over the window. $3.90 later.
Rock and roll. Maybe you got a good hack. Maybe Friday stuff is happening. You want to tell us what you get up to this weekend? Are there any markets around? Maybe you got a stall somewhere. I don't know. Friday
tell
chats,
us what you're
guys.
Selling.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Just the wog to go for the markets.
Mate, I love the markets.
I can tell.
I love it at markets. That's the way you get at the best front of the beach.
Where are you selling your fresh fruit and beer?
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules on Hit 92.9.
Talk about whatever the hell you want to in the open line. We've got Natalie in Seville Grove. Good morning.
Hey, Natalie.
Hello, Nat.
Hey, Nat. Love you. Nah, that didn't work.
Let's go to Angus.
Our phones might not be working here. Good morning, Angus.
Yeah, I don't know if our phones are working. Okay, can I explain something that's happened?
Yeah.
Because that's weird. Like, they never usually come up green. When I click on them, they're meant to go red.
Oh, here we go. Hello.
Now they're going green.
Gussie. Gussie from Claremont.
Do you think his nickname's Gus?
Yeah, so, Gus. Might be my mate, Gus. Heading to work early.
You reckon?
Yeah, could be.
So our legendary tech team has been over. They swapped out the computers.
Yeah, they've rooted it.
They've rooted it. Well, it's working better this morning. It's just not.
And it's not working at all.
That's all right. Let's talk about your weird thoughts that you've been having at night.
Can't do that. Then we got nothing for the next one.
I'll tell you.
Hold them over.
Do you want to know something I did last night?
What?
the drink that I might have.
Oh yes, that you won't. You haven't even told us what it is.
So, are we just sacking these people?
Yeah, no, it's not working.
All right, yeah. So every night I bath Ted. I pick up Ted at about 3:30 or whatever. I take him home, and on Wednesday night, I had to drive to Em's family for dinner. So had two beers, drive to dinner, good as gold, and then come home after. But while I was bathing him, I was half a stubby through, and he'd had enough. So I went to get him out. But whilst I was just starting to crack it at the end, I'd clean my ears with, you know, the earbuds.
Yeah. That you're not supposed to clean your ears
with. Yeah, so I'd clean my ears with the earbuds.
Yeah.
When you do a bit of radio and a bit of TV stuff with the thing jammed in.
Yeah, you've got
it. It always feels a bit murky.
It does.
Anyway, so I cleaned him out, threw all the butts, rather than taking him to the bin, because we'd have a bin in the bathroom. I was just like, you know what? I don't need this stubby anymore.
Don't tell me.
So I just threw the buds in the top of the stubby.
Oh, God,
so six of them went in.
Jeez, you must have dirty ears.
No, I just, well, it makes me cough every time I stick it in.
What?
So it makes me cough.
Oh, anyway. It's the best feeling. I love it.
We've got an e-phone around the radio, so can you guys grab some?
Anyway, so.
We want to make Zabe cough.
I've put my six earbuds in there, and I've taken Ted out, and then we've gone for a dance in the cot like we do every morning, every night. Gone for dinner. Anyway, so last night comes around, picked it up at 3:30, have a few beers, had a couple more than two before we got in the bath. Anyway, as we're having a bath, I put him in and we've got the bubbles and we put the bubbles in and we're yelling out, bubbles, bubbles, and he's going psycho.
Yeah.
While we're standing there, I reach over and grab my stubby. So not looking. down goes the stubby that had the six dirty earbuds in it.
That's disgusting.
Did it touch your lips?
Oh,
did they touch your lips?
I feel like I'm going to skew thinking about it. Oh, my God. It was the most rancid thing I've ever done in my life.
Spew.
With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Every single day this week, the max is just incrementally risen. We're up to 27.
Are we 30 tomorrow?
Oh, I love it.
Probably get there, I reckon.
I think we are nearly 30. Bear with me, wait. You do your thing and I'll...
Thanks, mate. You just check it out. We had a 20, then a 21, we had a 23, then we got up to a 25 yesterday.
Beautiful.
We're up to a 27. So,
oh, I love it. You know what? I really think it makes people happy.
It does.
Yeah.
Everyone except him, but it makes people happy.
32 nothing, tomorrow.
32.
There you go.
Nothing hello. Makes Dave happy.
Yeah. I'm the happiest person here.
Sorry, what?
I'm the happiest person here.
You know why? Because you bring us all down around you.
You see the growl on his face as he says it.
Text in 0488.
I'm the happiest person here.
0488 55 929. 0488 55 929. Text in and tell me, who do you think the happiest person in this group is? It'd be me by far. Not a stress in the world.
All right.
Oh,
and good morning to you too,
in.
Zach. Zach
bring
just text.
In.
Zach just text.
Hey,
what do you say? Laugh a minute X. You love life. Yeah, good on you, Zachy. Thanks, mate.
Sure.
Try working with him,
Zach. Hopefully you're watching Love Island last night. Grabbed yourself the code word beautiful weather.
Did you
get
watch
yourself
it?
To your own Love Island? Absolutely. It was great.
What happened?
Old mate crying.
No, we spoke about that in the meeting and I mentioned that. So what else happened?
Stuff. So Liz is...
Who hooked up with who?
It's just ridiculous how Cartier just doesn't like Adam anymore. Now...
What?
They're in love, mate.
No, they're not. They're what? Not. You can see it. Cartier's had
enough. What's happened... What's happening with you at home alone?
A lot of Love Island by the sounds of it.
96. Okay. Liz is back.
Yeah.
She was over east for the past 3 days.
Oh, back.
Yeah, she's back.
Good to see the kids.
Yeah.
Well, not see the kids, but have the kids back.
She was pumped to see the kids, and I was pumped to hand them back. Actually, that's a bit fake because my parents actually looked after the kids.
That's what I meant.
You
yeah.
weren't handing over anything.
Yeah, I wasn't handing over anything.
You just had your privacy you taken again.
It's pretty much like. Damn it, you're home.
Are you a nude on the couch sort of guy or not?
100%.
Are
yeah,
you
oh, yeah
not?
Absolutely.
Are you really?
Yeah. So, like, you know, one day I'll get you guys around at some point. And then.
Jeez, no, just remind me never to, like, surprise you. Do a well, surprise drop over.
Our couch is shaped like a U, so.
Yep.
Or actually, like a J.
Yeah.
Because one part is longer than the other.
Yeah.
I'd just advise you guys not to sit in the elbow.
Yeah, right.
That area.
Oh, so damn it, that's
it's
my
funny.
Favorite part.
Talking about surprise visits, Marcel Christian boy.
Yeah.
When he first was working with us, look at him looking over his shoulder. We went around to Hyde's joint to pop in, and I put Mars in the bushes. they were having sex at the window, and Mars was stuck there. Poor old Mars, I told him to be a tree or something. I was like, don't move, Mars, and he's stuck there. Why the hell getting into
what
it?
What did Hyde say?
Oh, she had the fright of her life when she got off and had a look, and there's big 6'6" mask in the window. Oh, peeping Tom himself.
Was he dressed in camo?
Hey?
Was he dressed in camo?
No. Oh, Christ, it was funny. Hey, I think he got a bit bloody aroused by the situation.
Is that a branch, or you're just happy to see me?
Heidi Sagan P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
I think someone just tried to tell me a dad joke on... Say, if you're so ugly, Hello Kitty said goodbye to you.
I like it. That's the best joke I've heard.
Oh, you wait till after 7.
Really?
13 10 60, emergency services. When have you been rescued? Deborah, of course it was Deborah, who got lost 100 k's northeast of Adelaide.
Yeah.
Wrote SOS in the dirt and then hid in a hut for a few days while someone checked the cameras. In come emergency services. But I'm never had to use emergency services. So 13, 10, 60, I want to hear your stories when you had to use emergency services. Our dear friend Jules had a car blow up in the middle of Dubbo.
Yes.
Middle of Dubbo, doing Maineys.
I was chucking a lap.
With the boyfie.
I had my bestie in the car. Yeah. I had bestie in the car with me. It was down the main street as well too, late at night when all the cool kids were out.
And off she went. Bang.
Embarrassed.
Cassie and Morley, emergency services. When have you had to be rescued?
Well, I was... in labour with my second child. I usually go for about 24 hours with mine, and I was in the shower, as you do, trying to relieve those labour pains, and we had a really bad storm in Perth, so the roof of my house came off.
Oh.
So I had emergency services on the roof. I'm in the shower, butt naked, going, please, 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 don't look through.
Wow. Unreal.
So they... fixed, they got halfway through tarping it up, and my contractions were 2 minutes apart, and I said, I've got to go.
I thought you were going to say, then they delivered the baby.
Welcome to the
story.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club, Cass, where the old ceiling and roof collapses. It's a story I can relate to.
Yeah, something's happened to you like this.
You didn't call emergency services for that?
No, just insurance.
Nat in Port Kennedy, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about yours.
My husband and my daughter have both had rides in the RAC rescue helicopter.
Jeez.
Got the actual...
Two separate incidences?
Yes.
Got the main lift
out. My husband in 2010 had a motorcycle accident on a beach.
Yeah.
And subsequently spent 4 months in Royal Perth Hospital.
Christ.
And lost his arm.
Oh, wow.
And my daughter had a quad bike accident and had suspected spinal and neck and back injury, and luckily just came off with a broken arm.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, jeez.
Gee whiz. Around, so the husband with the arm, whereabouts was that on the beach? Like, was it north, south, or?
It was getting up beach.
Yeah, right. Wowee.
Yeah.
Man,
they do a marvellous job, don't they?
Yeah,
services.
100%.
Oh, something we're so grateful for.
Yeah,
grateful.
Absolutely.
And it's a voluntary service, so... as many people who can donate to the RAC rescue helicopters, the better.
Yeah, geez, I didn't know that.
Because such a great cause.
Yeah. Nat, thanks for your call.
No worries.
All the best to your family, mate. It was like when we did the drive across the Nullarbor.
Yeah.
And we were on those long stretches of straight road.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
What, when you crashed?
When I hit the pole.
Not quite. But you'd see those long stretches of straight road, and there'd be airstrips.
Yeah.
For the Royal Flying Doctor Service. Yeah. So just,
in case something happens this next kilometres in airstrip or whatever it was.
Hats off to them. Yeah, amazing.
Heidi Sagan P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
All week we've been hearing your boyfie, Jules, and his sleep talking.
Yeah.
And we want to get stuck in a Perth sleep talk, because we'll tell you more about how you can get involved after 7 o'clock. Geez, the text line's popping off this morning, isn't it?
Someone called.
What's
Dave?
Frumpy? I thought it might have been fat and grumpy.
Someone called Zave frumpy. I love it. I'm living for it.
This is great.
Christ.
Text though if you think you know what it means.
Here we go. This is another text message come through. So we've just done a poll, if you just tuned in, 0488 55929. Who's the happiest out of us three? I'm winning at the moment, except I've copped a frumpy on the way through. But another one just came through. Zave, you're just a grumpy old man. Jules is by far the happiest. Pete, you just need a haircut.
It's not Paul, is it?
Is it Paul?
G'day, Paul.
Paul,
yeah, he attacked Paul, us. Didn't he? Anyway,
God, he got us.
All right, we'll get another little recheck on the happiness scale. 0488 55 929 in some time soon. I always write back on these texts, so if you're nice to me, I'll say something nice back. Anyway, I want to talk about emergency services. Now, a story did catch my eye 2 days ago. It was about a lady called Deborah. I mean, what a surprise. Deborah got lost.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
If I could pick one name of someone who would get lost in the middle of nowhere, I'm probably going to roll with a Deborah. That's fair.
Yeah, she does sound like someone who should be walking through the Perth CBD.
Yeah, anyway, so Deborah, what are you doing out in the bush, Deborah? Anyway, so Deborah's gone for a walk 100 kilometres northeast of Adelaide. They're having a gathering. She just went walkabout anyway, got disorientated, got lost. Left the campsite, the party, sun came up, she doesn't know where she is.
Right.
In the middle of nowhere, 100 Ks, I mean, you can probably walk that in
a couple of days.
Yeah. That's a couple of days.
Well, she was stranded out there for 3 nights.
Yeah.
Wow. I would have suggested starting to walk back towards Adelaide. You know? Anyway, so she was lost for 3 nights. Amazingly, she was found. She found a holiday house, I suppose. When people in the city have places, a little retreat.
She found a little hut.
Anyway, and in the hut where the cars usually park, obviously, she's in the ground. She's written in with a big stick in the dirt.
Yeah.
S-O-S. Now, the owner of the hut is an elderly man who have cameras at the house, and the son has just checked the property through the cameras. You know, you can have the cameras set up to your mobile phone and your laptop.
Yep.
Randomly checks the cameras and just sees in the dirt SOS, thinks what's going on, rang the dad, said what's going on, I see SOS. She goes, oh, there's someone missing out at, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, well, I think Deborah's at your hut.
Yeah.
Anyway, emergency services roll in the middle of the night. Deborah, out she pops.
Found her.
Here I am, all thanks to the SOS and the camera.
Yeah, right.
But it made me think emergency services do such a wonderful job, and I've never had to use them, ever.
Yeah, same.
Oh, actually, we had a house burned down once. But that just
burned, as you do.
They just burned down in a bushfire, so we didn't really defend it or anything. It was like,
see
you later.
Aww.
Anyway, so emergency services do such a wonderful job, but I've never had to use them, ever.
I've had to use them twice, well, actually.
131060, when did you have to use the emergency services? Of course, police, fire, AMBO, and emergency services.
Yep.
Jules, you were saying that you've been rescued a couple of times.
Yeah, once. So my car blew up once. And I was driving down the main street and the engine blew up. Like, it literally caught fire. There were flames like billowing from the front. And so the fire brigade turned up, police, ambulance, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the works.
Yeah.
So I'd be embarrassed.
What do you mean?
Well, like,
that's what they're there for.
No, I know, but like,
my car was on fire. What do you mean? Why would I be embarrassed?
Oh, get out. Because you're a young girl standing on the side of the road with people around you while the car burns down. You'd be embarrassed by that.
That was my pride and joy. I was more worried about my car.
Were you?
Yeah.
Good insurance.
It was a Ford Capri convertible.
And who are you insured by? Covered or not covered?
Yeah, it was covered.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It actually turned out to be the mechanic's job.
Did something wrong.
Yeah.
Well,
they didn't put apparently, I'm not saying all mechanics, but they didn't put something back on properly, like a hose or something.
Like the engine.
Burst.
What was the other one?
It was in the ocean. I went swimming in Newcastle on the East Coast and I got taken out in a rip. And a lifeguard had to be saved by a lifeguard.
Well, you just got dragged.
Got dragged. And
did you wave your arm?
Yes, I was waving my arms. I was on a boogie board as well.
Were they shocked to see you when they arrived?
No, I actually don't think they were shocked to see me. I think they could tell I grew up around the river.
Yeah, sure. River girl.
No, but seriously, that was it. I didn't know how to swim in the ocean. It was one of my first times in the ocean. And I didn't know what a rip was. I just went out with it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, easy way to get out. Hard to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 131060, emergency services. When have you had to call 000 for help like Deborah? Heidi Zagan-P with Jules on Hit 92.9. It's that time of year, mates. Do you know this? It's that time of year every year I try and go away this time of year for a holiday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the past 3 years we've gone away and enjoyed ourselves and stuff like that. So the first year I went to Kenya and came back and
Em
was pregnant.
Oh, right.
Second year, I went to Positano over in Italy, the coast of Italy. Oh, beautiful. Same again, came back and Em was pregnant.
Right.
Number two. Third year, I ducked over to Barcelona, got amongst the Spanish, and came back and believe it or not, Em was pregnant again.
So what will you do this year?
I'll have to take it with me, won't I?
Oh, boom, get it. Yeah, got it. Oh, gee, we're not up.
On the way, she's getting a bit of work done.
Yeah, here we go. Not up to seven, yeah, someone else's.
Oh, mate. Heidi Sagan P with Jules on Hit 92.9.
What's that?
That's a friendship bracelet.
Oh, lovely. Who gave it to you?
Jules did.
Oh, you still wear it. Squeezer. Next.
Excuse me.
That's not very nice.
Mate, it's a 50 cent. It looks like
I
beads.
Made it.
Mate.
Did you make it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she made it.
Oh, oops.
What'd you do with yours?
Don't be salty because you don't have one.
I didn't get one.
I didn't give you one. I didn't make you one.
Yes, you did. You gave me one. I didn't wear it. Next.
You wish you had one. Okay, now, all this week.
Yep.
It's been exhausting for me, having Elliot, the boyfriend, in town.
I mean, it must be hard. You hadn't seen him for...
4 months?
4 months. And he's over. He was going to go to the Metallica concert. That's been cancelled. So now you're spending time together. It's great.
Yeah, there's so many Metallica people around too. You can see them wearing their T-shirts and stuff. It's really cool. Anyway, but there is one thing that... what's wrong with Metallica people?
There's nothing wrong with the people.
Oh. What are you talking about?
They might just be people wearing,
just wearing a Metallica T-shirt. Oh,
what's wrong with that? Anyway.
Fans.
I mean, I'm all for Taylor Swift.
There's one thing that Elliot does at night, which keeps me awake.
Yeah.
And that's sleep talking.
Yeah.
Now, all through this week, every morning, I've been coming in and playing the audio from the night previous.
Mm.
Yep.
And this is what happened last night.
This looks weird, eh? What? Just f***ing bright. That's f***ing weird, eh? Whoa, that's weird.
Just sneaking on me, sneaking
out. What was it? What was it? What was it? What was it? Oh, what? Sorry. I ain't going fire. I think he's on fire. No. 100 though. What's that? It was 100 and then you get away and he's on fire again.
Literally.
Fire.
I was trying to talk to him. Last night as well.
Yeah.
Bit of fire going on.
There was a bloody fire somewhere. Didn't remember it this morning.
People do have nightmares about fires.
Yeah.
I can guarantee that.
That's crazy.
One thing I was thinking though, how cool would it be is if we got Perth to download the Sleep Talk app.
So it's actually an app. How you do it?
Yeah.
Hold it up.
No. There's a Sleep Talk app that you download and you activate
it before
you jump into bed.
So I'm going to the app store.
Yep.
I'm going to the app store.
Yep.
And I'm putting in Sleep Talk app.
Yes.
What's
Sleep Talk?
It's just Sleep Talk.
Yep. Sleep Talk.
Space Talk.
And
it's a free app.
The top one or second?
Give me
one?
A look. It's the second one. So it's a little red. Is it red?
Yeah, it's Sleep Talk Recorder.
Yes. It's a little red logo.
Yep.
Now, if you download that and what you need to do is when you jump into bed, activate it and it gives you half an hour to get to sleep. And what happens is then throughout the night, any noise that gets made, it'll pick up.
Okay.
Now, for those of you on Samsungs, it's also there as well.
Is it really?
Yeah, Sleep Talk.
On the Android.
What about that person, Jules, in a group chat who has a Samsung?
Get out.
And then, no.
Go
it's
away.
Selfish, mate.
It's not selfish. It really is. Jump on board. It is so selfish. It's a personal choice. Don't be like that.
But I thought what would be really cool is if we put it on and see if you can pick anything up, send it through to us, and we'll play it out.
So I'm going down south this weekend.
Yeah.
So I take my voice recorder, sleep recorder app, Sleep Talk app.
Yeah.
What happens if I have a few beers and wines and snore?
I'm not too sure. Well, Elliot snores sometimes too, and I do, and it never picks it up.
Okay.
It'll pick up voices,
just voices
for some reason.
Yeah, right.
So what happens is, with the app, does it save as like an audio file and then you can just email it?
Yep, you can email it. It just saves it off.
And does it just save the small, it's or do you have to go through the 12 hours?
No. It'll just save that movement or that noise. Yeah,
all right,
you'll get like 10 to 15 seconds of audio.
We can play them next week.
So
and you can play them out.
Explain again. You want people to download the app.
Yep.
Sleep Talk recorder.
Yes. And then you just hit activate.
Yep.
30 minutes before you go to, like, as you're jumping into bed, 30 minutes later, it'll kick in.
Yep.
And then any audio that you get that is just hilarious,
it saves automatically.
Send it through to us.
And we'll play it.
Facebook on Heidi Xavier and Pete.
And
we can save it.
Just tell us. Just get in touch with us on Instagram or whatever it is, and we'll get it off you.
And then we'll get it up. But I do have a montage for those that have missed it throughout this week of Elliot sleep talking.
Go for it, mate. I'm looking forward
to it. Have a listen.
Okay, I don't know how you do it.
Chicken wings. Chicken wing dings. Oh, that's weird. I think it's on fire. No. Bloody hell, I'll check that bloody land room later.
You know, I'll lock you in your room. Because that'll happen.
Well, f***ing laugh at the You're a f***ing joke.
Little red carpet.
You know, it would be really good right now. It'd really make you get along with everyone at work because I started playing that song really loud. Park your car out the front.
Heidi's Hagen P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
Not yesterday, Thursday before, we caught up with Tommy Little.
Yep.
You'll hear him every afternoon with Carrie, Carrie and Tommy at 3 o'clock on Hit 92.9.
It's my favourite chats.
And he spoke to us about a game that him and his mate have started playing.
I've started punting on things that aren't sport. So me and my mate, my housemate, what we've done, the game is called Dinner is on You, Burr. So how it works is you both order Uber Eats at the same time from the same restaurant, and then you watch your two drivers race, and whoever gets there first, the other person shouts both the Ubers.
Now, fair to say, we get hungry in here in the morning.
Yeah.
Very.
This morning was one of those mornings.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a Friday thing, I believe.
It is a Friday thing. So we decided to pop in the same order. Actually, did we do the same order?
No.
What did you order?
A Marty McMuffin and 5 hash browns.
Yeah. And a coffee. Oh, I did
and a coffee,
hash brown, McMuffin, and coffee.
I did Marty McMuffin.
Yeah.
And,
so they're similar.
Oh, yep. See, you guys didn't even think of the team
off.
Out there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm off.
You're off.
Damn it.
I am. I'm going.
Muhammad.
He's moving.
So you're off and going.
Yes,
right?
He's
so
moving.
From Jollymont, right? Because we all placed our orders at the same time about five minutes ago.
3 separate orders.
Right, and the last person has to pay for everybody else. You're off and
racing. Hurry up.
You're off as well?
No. Muhammad's still picking up my order, and blaming the extra 5 hash browns that I ordered.
Hey, guys.
Time to meet Shireen at the door.
Time to meet Durba at the door. Get that up here.
You got to do music and stuff, bro.
Somebody else press the play next button.
I got your No, I can't pay for it. I'm broke.
What do I hit? Where's the play next button?
Oh my gosh.
What do I hit? I got it. I got your boy.
Heidi's Hagen P. With Jules on Hit 92.9.
I'm all about making people feel better about themselves. Some of us have had tough weeks. Pete, how's your week been? You've been pretty good.
I've been pretty good up until this morning. I think I've had a bit of a blinder the last sort of 20 minutes or so.
Okay, yeah, but we bounced back from that now.
Yeah.
Jules, you had a bit of a rough week.
Oh, yeah, I've had better.
You've had a bit of a rough time. Now, what I'm all for doing is making you feel better about yourself.
Are you really?
I am. That's what I do. I'm here to make you feel better about yourself now.
Don't believe it.
Yesterday, it came to light that you were on live TV.
Oh, don't do this again.
And you made a bit of a fool of yourself.
A bit?
A real fool of yourself. A real, real fool of yourself.
Yeah,
now,
okay, all right. I thought you were about making people feel better.
Sorry.
Jesus.
I ran you over a couple of times there. Now,
you reversed back over 10 times.
For those who don't know, I'll play the audio of Jules again on the pulse, if possible, the last bit there.
Okay,
for us.
Right.
Mate, if you can just play that for me.
All right, let's just...
You know, who knew what was happening at Essendon in that era? I mean, the players, they served their time. They got suspended or got paid out and, yeah.
Right, so that was Jules talking about the Essendon saga, and you don't know anything about football, so I could see in your face you're a bit like, oh, goodness me, where's this going to go? It didn't go very well.
No.
It was a fail. Now, I found some other audio of instances on live TV which haven't gone so well, so that just to make you feel a bit better about yourself.
Thanks.
Now, in the NRL Grand Final this year, Ryan James, who's captain of the Gold Coast Titans, one of the teams in the NRL, Indigenous lad, he was invited to do the Welcome to Country on Grand Final day.
Yeah,
now, this is how it went for Ryan James.
As a game, we stand together, side by side. I'm lost.
Yep. So then they started the national anthem. Now, off he went. Now, Sandy Roberts one day at the... at the races was to introduce a lovely lady. Now, this is Sandy Roberts introducing this lovely lady. Leanne Cock, I mean, a Leanne Dick. Yep, so just got the wrong version of her last name there on live TV, so it didn't go down real well for Sandy Roberts. And, of course, we all remember this moment on Australia's Next Top Model.
Australia's Next Top Model is...
It's you, Kelsey.
I'm so sorry. It's Amanda.
Oh, my God. You know what? So, in hindsight, It really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. So Ryan James, that was in front of about 3 million people. Sandy Roberts, that was about 30 years ago, and people still talk about his confusion, and Sarah Mill, everyone remembers that. So, Jules.
Does that mean we can drop the moment on the polls then?
Yeah, no, we'll keep that up our sleeve just in case. But what I do, 13 10 60 04 55 529. We're all about making Jules feel better about herself today because she has had a rough little period of time. It's gone viral over in the States.
Shut up.
No, seriously, the remix.
Now, 13, 10, 60, the phone lines are open. This is where you got to dob yourself in a little bit just to make Jules feel a little bit more comfortable up here in Perth. When did you make a fool of yourself? 13, 10, 60, it could be your valedictorian speech, you know, public speaking. It could be you've just done something really silly. You've wet yourself. I don't know what it is. The floor is yours just to make Jules feel a little bit better about herself. She's walking around today with a hooded jumper on. Over her head, because yesterday when she was down the street, people were like, oh, did you see her on the pulse?
You know, they were laughing at me last night when I was at the OBH.
Yeah, there you go. Pointing. Yeah. They were laughing. So
stupid.
There you go. The floor is yours. Heidi Sagan P. With Jules on Hit 92.9. Now, we had too good a moment with our dear mate here, Jules. And you're new to the live TV stuff.
Yeah.
You've done the pulse once before.
This is my second time.
Second time. Second time's 2 year blues or whatever they say. So you went in, you made a bit of a fool of yourself. But what I'm doing to make you feel a bit better about yourself and your poor job you did on TV, I've gathered together.
All right. Just stop rubbishing me. Jesus.
I've gathered together others who failed under the bright lights. This is the one that I really enjoy because it only happened recently. His name's Ryan James, captain of NRL Football Club. This is on NRL Grand Final day, just before the national anthem. So there's nearly 2 million people watching. Ryan James was invited to do the Welcome to Country, and this is how he performed.
As a game, we stand together, side by side. I'm lost.
Jeez, and then, I think we could be best mates.
And then all that happened after that was the national anthem just started belting out. Anyway, Jules.
It's just that moment that you just want the world to just swallow you, right?
Swallow you up.
Like, take me out. I was almost going to fake pass out, to be honest. Yeah.
You know, 13, 10, 60. 13, 10, 60. When did you make a fool of yourself?
Chris in Ballajura, talk to us.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good, going well, mate.
I'm a small-time motorsports announcer, and I was doing a radio control car Australian titles in Bayswater a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we got to the biggest race of the weekend and I announced the wrong winner.
Oh. Same as the next top model.
You've had a Sarah Murdoch moment. Is that a name?
Sarah Murdoch.
Yeah. Sarah Murdoch moment, yeah.
So what do you have to do there, mate? Do you have to correct yourself? Did it take a bit of time to figure it out? Did somebody tap you on the shoulder? What happened?
Look, pretty much instantly I realised I'd messed it up and immediately jumped back on the microphone and went, oh, sorry, guys, results are provisional. I need to sort this out real quick and ran away.
It's the best bit of advice.
It's people like you. If you've ever been in one of those moments where it's between you and another person being announced the winner, and usually the person whose name gets read out first is in complete shock, that's because you just want to keep in that moment of shock just in case they go, oh, no, sorry, it wasn't you.
You were the winner for 5 seconds.
Because imagine, celebrating way too early.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Only be told that's not you.
It'd be even worse, wouldn't it? You'd rather just be the loser than having thought you won first.
There was a massive moment on American TV, and I can't remember the host. It might have been Next Top Model as well.
No, yes, it was the Harvey
African-American guy.
The Harvey guy.
What did he do? He buggered something up.
Yeah, it was the same. It was the same competition. I think it was like Miss Universe.
Miss Universe, that's what it was.
Steve
Miss Universe.
Harvey. Steve Harvey and
Miss Universe. That was
winner.
An absolute cracker.
Rebecca in Chewett Hill, when did you stuff it up?
I've actually done it a couple times. So I used to work as a medical receptionist and we'd have patients come in, we'd have to check them into work and a guy came in a wheelchair and he came up and I was like, that's fine, take a seat. And there was just such a silence across the thing. And what makes it even worse is I actually did it another time to another wheelchair patient a month or so later. So I didn't learn from my mistake. And the second one was, we had a patient with liver failure and I didn't know she had liver failure.
Yeah.
And she came in and she's like, I've had a rough day. And I was like, that's all right. You can just have a wine over the weekend.
Go and have a drink. Heidi Sagan
P with Jules on Hit 92.9. Do you have a famous name and do you use it for world domination?
Yes, to your advantage.
Earlier, we spoke to a chick who lives in Perth and her name is Katy Perry.
They get excited that it's
Katy Perry, but...
Have you ever used Katy Perry to your advantage?
I have had friends sometimes use it in the past as kind of a way to pick up other people as well. Like, it's just...
Well, I'm friends with Katy Perry.
Yeah.
So... Katy Perry, that'd be a bit of alright. You're walking through
it's a
the
fancy,
bubbles.
Yeah, it's a fancy name.
Fancy name.
That'd be cool to be have Katy Perry.
So my best mate over here, my best mate's here. What's her name? Katy Perry. Icebreaker. Bam.
Bang. Oh, absolutely.
Is there any Jules Jarrys out there that are...
One and only.
That's it.
Oh, was Siri, that Siri?
Hey, Siri. Siri, do you know any famous people here in Perth?
No, there are some Jules on, like Jules Jarrys on Facebook, and I've reached out to them. Got nothing.
Really? None of them. Yeah, what do you reach out just, saying?
Hey, we have the same name. Have you not done that?
Yeah, right.
Yep. No, okay, my name is quite unique. All right. Right, so to come across someone who has the same name.
The story of your actual name is hilarious.
Look, I really appreciate that, you know, this is a thing, but this is not where this
not
going.
Not what's going. Okay, famous
we'll talk
names.
About that another time.
famous names. We can talk about this another time, so just, you know, put a lid on it, you two.
Yeah, shut it down.
So, I don't know, like, is there a Mel Gibson that lives in town? For example? Like, you know, like famous names, but they could be, they're actually not that far-fetched that they could be relatively common.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a mate called Luke Shuey.
Yeah. What does he do?
An electrician.
No, but you've spoken about this before. Yeah. You've done a bit of work with this chick, Georgie Parker.
Yep.
Right? And she played hockey.
Yes.
Australia. She, I think on her Twitter bio, it actually says not the Georgie Parker from Home and Away.
Yeah, and good Twitter game too.
Oh, geez.
She's got a good Twitter game.
Yeah, very good Twitter game. So, you know, you're someone who's got a famous name and you've either used it for world domination, you know, or just people know. You know, what do you get when you're actually phoning up places and going, hey, my name is blah.
Perks? Yeah.
I love the flip side of that. The actual famous person using a fake name to book restaurants and stuff. You know, where they're like, they don't want to book
Are
under.
Are you that famous that you have to do that,
Dave? Julianne. Julianne, it might be your last day today. On
this
Earth.
This is why
I'm going out with a bang then, if that's the case.
This is why my topics never get phone calls.
No, please, Perth. 131060, please. Pete does get a little bit annoyed at us because we sometimes just get
go
caught
off on
in
a little bit of a tangent.
A little bit of a tangent. We go off the rails a little bit. Please call in if you have a famous name. It's pretty clear. Famous name.
Or if you know someone who has a famous name.
Of course.
Name,
yep.
And you use it to your advantage.
131060. Call in now, Pete. Let's go to Will Smith. Go. Bang.
Jeez, was that hard, guys?
Look at the radio 60. Craft. We've, look at them come. Look
25
them come.
Past
look
8.
Look at them come. Great phone setup, Jules.
Heidi Sagan P. With Jules. On Hit 92.9.
Hey, the two of you, back to your seats and your microphones, please. Get back in here now. Hit 92.9. We're about to go 8:30. This is why I can't have nice things.
We're here.
Well, you finally got calls on a phone topic, thanks to us too.
Why? Because you bought in?
No, because we
That's nice for a change for the past 2 months, isn't it?
It was the sell.
And then we're about to get to the stage where we actually phone, like get the people on the phone bugger off.
Yeah, we're not going to get to them, actually. We're going to keep talking.
Save threatened me. I had to run out of the studio.
131060.
Do you threaten your work colleague?
Do you have a famous name? Do you know someone with a famous name? Oh, look, there's somebody who knows
what
it looks like.
Yeah, we spoke to someone
from Katy Perry.
Yeah, from Katy Perry. Yeah. Shares the same name.
Good on you, Katy Perry. Thanks for calling in. Robert Palmer. Get out. Robert Palmer.
I'm the ghost of Robert Palmer.
Oh.
Who's Robert Palmer?
Who's Robert Palmer?
Oh, are you guys joking?
Who's Robert Palmer?
Simply Irresistible.
Somebody pull the rock off that guy.
Dun, dun, dun. Simply Irresistible?
Yeah, I know that.
Simply
Irresistible. I don't know his name.
You guys want to look up one of his first songs he ever released. A
what
song
was that?
Called Every Kind of People.
Songs from
a really, really lovely song before he went to the dark side.
Right.
It's a really beautiful song, and it's one of my favourite Robert Palmer songs.
That's it. Robert, were you named after him?
Jeez, I love that one.
Yeah.
Good on you, Robert.
Good on you, Robert.
Thank you, mate.
The Rob Palmer, of course, song. From this song, Simply Irresistible. It's had 3 streams on Spotify.
Disgusted. Oh. I'm disgusted in both of you.
Nah, Robert, good man. I am under a rock with that sort of music.
Billie Jean.
Hi.
Hello, Billie Jean.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
not too bad.
Do you want to explain to these guys who Billie Jean is?
Billie Jean is a famous song from Michael Jackson, or...
Yeah, that's where I was thinking.
...a tennis player.
Bag.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the tennis player, but I know the Michael Jackson song. Yeah. Did you know Zach?
Billie Jean King. Billie Jean King. I knew the tennis player. Yeah.
Oh, right. You didn't know the song. Ooh.
This is the bit where he goes, black and white.
No.
I'm joking.
Yeah, sure.
Get out of here, Rocket.
Hey, Brendan.
Yep.
You know someone with a famous name?
Yep. Long story short, I work in retail, and when customers buy anything with warranty, we put their names into the database in case they lose the receipt.
Yeah.
A bloke came in. His name was Taylor Swift.
He's Taylor.
I didn't see him at first, and he started telling me how his life was hell. He can't go on social media. Whenever he starts up a page, people start abusing him and accusing him of being an impersonator, and he says, absolute hell. Every social media account he has to put under a completely random name.
Man, embrace it.
Damn.
Embrace the fact that your name is Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
but live off that stuff for the rest of your life.
He wouldn't be able to do anything. Who's he trying to convince? He's not an influencer.
What are you living off?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Who's giving the guy Taylor Swift something?
You sat on something this morning before you came in.
No.
Are you all right?
You're driving me insane.
You know what, Pebby? He has been a little bit cranky today.
I haven't, and you know that's annoying me now.
You've been a little bit cranky.
He even had to put it out on the text line to find out who was the happiest announcer in the room.
Yeah.
And of course, everyone jumped on his bandwagon, right? Thank you guys for pepping him up a little bit, but he's still a little bit cranky.
I've really had enough today.
But you know what? If you do go to Hardy's Avian Pete Instagram in the stories, I have put a bit of a poll up.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a fair.
Who's the happiest one?
Who is
here?
The happiest?
So this is bullying. If you're happy, if you're happy bullying, that's fine.
Oh, I'm
it is
out.
Not that's bullying. Heidi Sagan P with
Jules on Hit 92.9. Hey guys, the lovely team from Jesters are in the house.
Hey,
hello,
Jesters.
Welcome, welcome
on board the show this week. Thanks for the treats this week, by the way. Man, those pies.
Yeah.
Every single morning.
So good.
100%. How's everything going on the social?
Okay, so if you are just joining us, turns out this morning, like most mornings, Dave's a little bit
you know
frumpy.
You know I hate when you say this stuff.
Did you say he's a bit frumpy?
I'm just repeating one of the texts that came through earlier this morning.
Somebody else said
it's bullying. Okay, haha, you guys are... Oh, someone just gave me a tip on the races. Beautiful. You're a bully, though.
Dave, don't be like that, all right? Don't be bitter. Be better. Now, this morning you thought you'd put out there that you wanted to find out who was the happiest announcer in here.
And it was overwhelming.
On the text line, which you own.
You own the text line.
It doesn't mean anything.
You own the text line.
Because everyone texted through going, oh, Zave, you are by far the happiest. Yeah, so you've told us anyway.
Best. There's only half a dozen people who use that text line, and you speak to every single day.
There's hundreds.
Anyway, hold it. Because what I thought I would do was chuck the poll up on our Instagram, Heidi, Xavier and Pete, right? Mm. Who's the happiest announcer? Xav, myself, or Pete?
Yeah.
Now,
how's it going?
Just checked it.
Clearly you're winning if that's your voice. Just check it.
I'm coming in at 83%.
83, yeah.
And Peppy, you're coming in at 17%, but of course...
Well, that's 100%.
I know. Yeah.
So how does that work?
Well
if you've never done a poll on Instagram, you can only have two options.
Thanks for being honest.
And I just thought, Dave is just completely out of the game anyway, so why even have his button like you can press it?
It's funny.
Dave went on to go and vote for himself, and that's when he realised that his button didn't work.
This is hilarious because I'm actually emailing the head of the network today, Jules. So be kind. Because I might say nice things. I might say unkind things
about
you. Someone just called me fat and grumpy.
No, they're explaining to you that's what frumpy stands for.
Oh, God.
That's what frumpy means, fat and grumpy.
Guys, what are we actually... Have we decided what we're doing after this?
I want that person to send me a photo of them so I can pick it to pieces.
Have we figured out what we're doing?
Yes, we're talking about a Facebook message that came through last night.
I'm triggered enough.
Alyssa has slid into our DMs. I'm going to call you guys
Hit 92.9. Heidi Sagan P with
Jules on Hit 92.9. You know what I love about this show?
What?
Just how easy you can access us, right? We're available on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that.
Text
jazz.
Line. 04
TikTok
triple...
even.
What's TikTok?
TikTok.
0488 55 929.
Are we on TikTok?
We are on TikTok. Yes, we are.
TikTok's like a, for people who don't know what it is, it's like a new social media platform that's starting to do the rounds now.
Yeah, we're going viral, apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, I've only been a part of the team for, what, 2 months now?
Yep.
And we have a little a private group chat, you know, between us and our producers, and we talk about things that we want to discuss on the show and whatnot.
And people in the station that give us the pips and
yes.
stuff like that.
Now, yeah. last night, a message got sent through, and it was a screenshot of a message that someone had sent through, slid into our DMs, and the message read... Has Xavier got any good clothes?
I don't get why I just turn up and just get ragged.
Now,
all the time.
You were not happy about this.
No, don't lie. Do not say what I wrote.
I'm not. I wouldn't out you like that. But then
Mate,
in the
he's
next,
right, though.
I'd be out the door.
The next message was also from the same guy and said, Pete, you need a haircut or
what?
Do something with it.
Which he has this morning.
Now, you two were just popping off on the socials last night about this, right?
What's his name, Paul?
His name's Paul.
Oh, what's
Paul?
His last name?
No, I'm not going there. I jumped in, and
I will.
I'm not going to lie.
What?
Paul makes two very valid points here.
No, why? He doesn't.
Yeah. Zabe, do you have any good clothes?
Any good clothes. So I'll start with a country road jumper.
Yeah, it's got to be stained down the front.
Do you know what that's from?
What?
There was obviously, I cleaned my teeth this morning at the bottom of the tooth container. There was bloody, you know, when you wash your teeth. Yeah. No, and then you put it straight in, so a bit of water drips down.
Yeah.
So when I grabbed it, I slid it down my hand, just banged it on my guts a couple of times to get the toothbrush in prime position, and it stained the jumper. So
what colour? It's like a yellow.
So what you're saying, were you at home when that happened?
Yeah, it was clean as a whistle this morning.
Yeah, so why don't you just take it off and chuck a new one on?
All right, so you're taking your jumper off.
Getting a bit of a show gone. Here.
Okay.
Who's that?
Okay. You probably don't know it because you can't afford it.
No, well, we all know who's the money bags in here.
You've got a black T-shirt on with a
Calvin Klein jocks.
You got a chest pocket.
Chest pocket to put your phone in.
You know what?
Nobody puts their phones in there.
Can I just say?
What?
I'm pretty sure Paul triggered you both this morning because, Xavier, that's probably like the trendiest I've ever seen you. And, Peppy, you actually did your hair this morning.
Yeah, well.
No, and then I looked at Paul's Facebook account.
Oh, no, I'm not even going to let you.
That Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules catch up was for Jester's Thai Green Chicken Curry Pie.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete.